We're moving toward the battle in the next chapter, a fairly short chapter. One of the big things they talk about is jealousy. And I think it's hard if you don't, I guess I'm so self-absorbed and kind of happy with who I am in my life that I'm not really a jealous person. I never say, well, I want to be that person. I want to have that person's life. But I guess there is a lot of jealousy out there, whether you're aware of it or not. And I think especially maybe if you're not a jealous person, you really don't realize how much jealousy is about in the world. And Kay, of all people, says, if you have this system, people are going to be jealous, and so the idea of the round table comes up. Well, if we have a round table, somebody can't say, well, I sit right next to the king, you sit way down at the end. Round table, everybody's equal. Merlin gives him some new information that he is going to marry the daughter of King Leo de Grance on the bottom of 265. This guy has a big table, big enough to hold 150 people, and that maybe he'll give it to you for a wedding present, and he's going to marry Guinevere. And then Merlin asks a question at the top of 266, which he asked probably 10 more times during the rest of the work. He said, now remind me, I have something I need to tell you about Guinevere. But again, we know, we accept that he never gets it told, because we're told almost from page one that Merlin's all muddled up because he's living life backwards, and he can't remember quite how things, whether he said things, whether it's going to happen, or, and so he's just confused.